The UAW says if there's not significant movement from the automakers, more strikes are coming on Friday. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 19th day of September. Great to be back with you, and thanks for being here. In other news, Instacart and their IPO goes well. Hey, you need a job? Some big hiring numbers were shared today. Digital ad buys are moving away from Google. Say it ain't so. We'll share that story. Social security checks are about to get a boost next year. We'll tell you about the increase. Meanwhile, Citigroup is to lay off workers. We'll tell you why that's going on. We've got the Wall Street Report, and the story is that two football leagues in the United States are about to merge.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines, coming to you all week long from our remote location in Phoenix, Arizona. You ready? Oh, by the way, you want to go ahead and follow us on Twitter, now known as X. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour, or over on Threads, it's Insight on Business. Well, there's a warning from the UAW to the big three Detroit automakers. If there is not a substantial movement in the contract talks by Friday, the UAW will expand the strike to more plants. Sean Fain, the union president, said, quote, "We're not going to keep waiting around forever while they drag this out, and we're not messing around. We need to see some serious progress," end quote. Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis said they want to settle the strike, and they held back from directly criticizing the escalation threat. So far, the strike is limited to about 13,000 workers at a Ford assembly plant in Wayne, Michigan, a GM factory in Wentzville, Missouri, and a Stellantis plant in Toledo, Ohio. The grocery delivery service Instacart kicked off their IPO on Tuesday, and their stock hit $30 a share, making the company valuation come in at roughly $10 billion. Good, but not as good as the $39 billion value placed on it after a fundraising round back in 2021. Instacart provides delivery and pickup from 85% of U.S. grocers or more than 80,000 stores using a network of 600,000 freelance shoppers. It also provides in-store technology like smart carts and electronic shelf tags and sells online ads to food companies and to retailers. It says it has 7.7 million active customers who spend about $317 a month on the platform. Wall Street fluctuated all day today as investors eye the upcoming Fed report on interest rates. I'll have those closing numbers for you in just a bit. Hey, if you're looking for a job, some companies are throwing out some mega hiring goals for the holiday season. The Associated Press is reporting that Amazon will hire 250,000 full and part-time workers for the holiday season. That's a 67% jump compared to last year. Target announced separately it will add nearly 100,000 seasonal roles during the holidays, the same amount as it did last year. The announcement from the two companies follows news from Macy's on Monday that it will add more than 38,000 full and part-time seasonal employees. And that is a slight decline from the 41,000 the company planned to onboard last year. Amazon said more jobs are available because the company has opened over 50 new fulfillment centers, delivery stations, and same-day delivery sites in the United States so far this year. The e-commerce giant also wrote in a blog post that it will invest $1.3 billion this year toward pay hikes for warehouse and transportation employees, raising the average pay for those roles from $19 to over $20.50 per hour. In a move to fight off charges of monopoly against Google, the mega search engine company says it's worried that other players, like Amazon and TikTok, are siphoning away digital ads. The Justice Department alleges that Google has illegally maintained a monopoly over online search by paying billions of dollars to web browsers and smartphone manufacturers to ensure that it is the pre-selected option for users accessing the web. As part of those deals, Google pays Apple Incorporated, Samsung Electronics Company, and others a share of the revenue it earns from search advertising. For more than 5 years, Google and Meta platforms have dominated the digital advertising market, collecting more than half of all online ad dollars. However, recent shifts in the landscape, including changes in Apple's privacy policy that crippled the effectiveness of their ads on iPhones, have opened up an opportunity for major competitors like, Amazon. Why? Simply put, Amazon is more transactional than Google, and it can better collect data. Along with rising prices comes a bump in the amount of money Social Security recipients will be getting next year. CNET is reporting that the latest inflation numbers from August indicated that the cost of living adjustment, or COLA for short, or Social Security, will be 3.2%. That's according to the Senior Citizens League. If there's been a yearly CPI increase, and there has since 2022, the Social Security Administration will raise payments by the cost of living increase. That's the COLA. We'll have a definite answer on the exact amount of the 2024 Social Security COLA on October 12, when the final inflation numbers of the third quarter of this year are released. Well, things are changing, and Citigroup, with hundreds of thousands of workers, said it's going to cut staff. But for some history. Back in 2021, Citigroup went on a hiring spree to bring in talent to take advantage of demand caused by zero interest rate policies, including dealmakers to win M&A equity and bond business. It also sought to increase its wealth management business and traditional banking business, which were supported by low interest rates on loans and soaring stock prices. Today, everything is different. Citigroup's CEO Jane Fraser has reversed course, announcing layoffs in the face of declining demand caused by the Federal Reserve's rising interest rates. In June, Citigroup CFO Mark Mason said 5,000 workers were let go in the first half of this year, joining competitors Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley in reducing headcount to bolster sagging profits. Citigroup has also taken a hard line regarding remote work, telling employees that if they didn't comply with policies requiring 3 days in the office per week, they would face consequences that could impact their compensation. Whether these decisions increase Citigroup's profitability or its stock price remains to be seen. Since Fraser took over as CEO, Citigroup's share price has fallen by about one-third since February of 2021, and earnings per share in Q2 of this year were 63% below what was reported in Q1 of 2021. Well, Wall Street tried to make a comeback in the final half hour of the trade, but in the end, the three indexes stayed in the red. The Dow lost 106 points to close at 34,518, while the Nasdaq sank by 32 points to end the day at 13,678, and the S&P 500 fell by 9 points to finish the day at 4443. The driver in all this is that the markets are waiting on results of this week's Federal Reserve policy meeting. Odds are that the central bank will pause interest increases. However, all of that is up in the air. Disney slid after announcing to double its investment in its cruise and parks businesses, and John Deere fell by more than 2% after its stock was downgraded due to agricultural production concerns. And finally, there is this, and this is about the potential merger of two football leagues. Axios is reporting that the USFL and the XFL pro football leagues are in merger talks, and a deal could be announced as early as next week. While other attempts to compete with the National Football League have failed, Axios called the potential deal the smartest path forward for the two other leagues. It would be structured as a merger of equals and require regulatory approval, said a source. The USFL is owned by Fox Corporation, while the XFL is owned by Dwayne The Rock Johnson and two partners. Only about 600,000 viewers have watched an XFL or USFL game on the tube. Well, that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.